on the key of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Call 3-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of things there. We give them all away. That again, freetalklive.com. In comparison to those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their websites, ours are free at freetalklive.com. And if you missed hour one and two tonight, it was quite cerebral. And I highly recommend that you check it out when we get the archives up later on, because this hour we'll be talking with not so cerebral things like the police cracking down on some World War II veterans who were gambling with each other. We'll get to that. But first, your calls. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Paula, Florida, going once.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Paula. There you are, Paula.
Okay, listen, I just want to let you know, they're voting on now to get our troops home right now.
Paula, you called and said that 2 weeks ago.
And also, Sensenbrenner, Mr. Sensenbrenner, he's
you
actually...
You know, Paula, did you ever hear the story about the little boy who cried wolf? Did you ever hear
that story?
What's
that got to do with anything?
You've called 3 weeks in a row and made the same claim that they're going to pull out.
This just started. Anyway, they're voting on it right now.
Am I wrong about this, Mark? Am I, like, living in a time warp? Because that's possible.
I vaguely recall what you're saying, but it seems like she did call and the other week and say that they were voting on it, but I suspect that it got voted down.
No, that was on something else.
Okay.
This is on, I mean, anyway, this is very important.
All right, we'll take your word for it, Paula.
People have got to just, I mean, hammer their representatives.
Okay, what else?
And also, Sensenbrenner just told the country that this Real ID Act was totally unconstitutional, which it is. And, I mean, we need
true.
To have
didn't
more
you report,
people.
Mark, that it's gone now, the Real ID thing, that they extended the deadline?
Yeah, they've extended the deadline. I think
it's
Real ID...
done for.
I'm not saying it's not going to come back, Paula, but I think that Real ID's gotten a good kick in the
tail. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, everybody needs to get in touch with Jim Gibbs, because he's the one that's getting this done. And, I mean, they need to have, you know, them contact their representative, because, I mean, he's going all... Right. He's working here in Florida right
good
now.
Good luck, Paula. Thanks for the call.
Wasn't Sensenbrenner a big proponent of Real ID originally?
Paula, Wayne.
Yeah.
I love how she came right back at you and said, what's that got to do with anything?
You can't believe a word she said. She's a nice old lady. I'm sure her cookies are very, very nice tasting.
No, she really cares.
She probably makes a nice turkey on Thanksgiving and some good cranberry sauce. But as far as actually taking her words seriously, please.
I think she calls her representatives a lot. Thank goodness she's doing that.
Like anybody, anything you hear on the radio, whether it's from a caller or from a talk show host, please take it with a grain of salt. Just because it comes out of the speaker of your radio
does not mean it's true.
800-259-9231. Adam in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was wondering if you saw the story about the senator, the Republican Mike Bennett in Florida. He wants to add, I choose not to vote to the ballots.
Sweet.
I thought that might be an interesting take on, you know, picking the lesser of two evils.
Now, that's a little different from none of the above. What would that mean? If the I choose not to vote thing actually won, what would happen?
It's kind of, you know, the Republican vote. If you want to, or like this dissenting vote specifically, rather saying that, you know, I don't choose any of these.
Yeah. But what does it do?
It doesn't do anything. It sounds to me like essentially everybody has been voting that way for a very long time.
By not showing up, they're choosing not to vote.
I don't know what he's what that's going to accomplish. I haven't read anything about this.
The vast majority of Americans who do not vote are, you know, out of, you know, complacency. They don't care. So they don't just go out and vote. But, you know, I choose not to vote as I don't like any of you, or none of the above sort of thing.
Well, now, there's a difference between I choose not to vote and none of the above. Why anybody would get excited about going out and voting so they can click a box that says I choose not to vote, I don't understand. But if I could go and vote none of the above, I would find that a little bit more motivating. Because, Wayne, you said, we actually were talking about this earlier during one of the breaks, you pointed out that, as you understand it, if none of the above is on the ballot and none of the above wins, then the cycle has to go through, and the candidates are not allowed to run the next.
That's time, right. That would be the ideal situation if you had a none of the above vote in every election. If none of the above won, the two or three or whoever candidates that were up against none of the above would be thrown out, and they would have to hold that office election for that office over again. And
well, now, how long would that be, though? How long between the first election and the next election?
As soon as possible.
So in the meantime, what happens to the position? Will it just be appointed? So then the bureaucrats will just appoint one of their buddies to the seat?
There's usually a lag time between the election and the time the new person takes office anyway. So as long as that election is it can happen next month.
I think it's superior, Ian, because, I mean, for instance, in the presidential campaign that went on in 2004, my God, we had no choices when you're talking about the two candidates that were running. At the very least, it would say to the Republicans and the Democrats, okay, you guys go back to your corners, come up with somebody we can really vote for here. Because the guys you put up, just like South Park said, are the difference between a crap sandwich and a giant douche.
Oh, no, I love the idea. I just wanted to know what the mechanics would be and what would happen if it was longer.
Right. I'm just saying that I think that's, you know, it sounds good.
It's an interesting idea. Adam, thanks for bringing it forward. Any other thoughts tonight?
No, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. We'll travel to Maine. Gardiner, G-A-R-D-I-N-E-R, Gardiner?
It's Gardiner.
It's not really Gardiner, it's Gardiner. Gardiner. Anyway, in Maine, a weekly cribbage tournament at an American Legion post, you know, where the World War II veterans hang out. Has been shut down after a state inspector said the games were illegal because the post didn't have a license to host games of chance. See, this is what those guys fought for, right? They thought they were fighting for freedom. Surprise, surprise. You aren't even free to play penny poker. Bill Meserve, an 87-year-old World War II veteran, there aren't too many of them left alive, said paying the $5 entry fee on Sundays was an inexpensive way to have fun on a fixed income.
Right. I mean, absolutely. That's how it is. I mean, you know, it gives a little something to go on. I remember I went on
I was going to sit around and watch TV all day.
I went on a cruise, and I ended up sitting next to this older gal on a tour bus, and she said to me, now, as sad as this may sound, I don't get to decide what her life's like. She said that since her husband died, the gambling saved her. She likes to, you know, go to the cruise ship. She pays a little bit. She says she doesn't play a lot. I'm going to have to believe her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she chooses to you know, that makes her life exciting.
She can obviously afford an airline ticket.
Yeah, but you know, I'm sure that they worked very hard for their money, and who am I to say that's not how she gets to spend it?
Well, you wouldn't say that, but the cops would.
Who are they to say otherwise?
They have badges.
Right.
And
big,
guns.
Bad, hairy deal.
And he says, this 87-year-old World War II vet says he can't understand why anyone would tell a bunch of old veterans they can't play a simple game of cribbage.
Because they're a bunch of jerks, that's why.
He says, we're just having fun. Where else can you go and spend 3 hours having fun for $5? You can't even go to the movies for $5.
Sure can't.
A number of inspectors regularly visit establishments to check for unlicensed games, such as games of chance, card games, or money wheels. All sounds like fun to me, said Maine State Police Sergeant whoever.
So he gets 3 hours of fun out of $5? I can't believe that's that low, but okay.
The American Legion...
I wouldn't find that fun.
According to the bureaucrats, the American Legion needs a license to hold cribbage tournaments because it sells things to players, such as food and alcohol, he says. A license for games of chance costs $15 a week or $60 a month, while a yearly license goes for $700, he said. So, you know, this is once again just the state doing what it does best. It sniffs out where money is changing hands, and if it's not getting a piece of it, it gets pissed off.
Yeah.
And people go to jail for it. And
well, fortunately, in this case, they didn't take the jail option first. But
well, no, they shut it down and stopped them. You can't have fun unless the state gets a piece.
Oh, I'll tell you, it's because they're veterans that they didn't get arrested. If they would have gone to the local Crips or Bloods clubhouse, those guys would have gone to jail.
Oh, yeah, and they would have cracked some heads in, too, while they were at it. He says that, the American Legion post in Gardiner was told that it could purchase a special license for just $7.50 a year, provided it charged no more than $1 per person and players did not gamble.
My God. Well, I must say that's a pretty reasonable cost for the license, but, you know, what are you? I don't know. I mean, why should they have to have it in the first place?
Then they have to bow down to their rules.
Well, likely they will do just such a thing.
Somebody said the licensing fees are too expensive for a nickel and dime tournament, according to the American Legion commander. More on the way. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, including we'll talk about the Pigeon Czar. Mark, you got an email about the dollar. That's right. New York City, they just don't have enough bureaucrats. Now they need a Pigeon Czar. We'll tell you about it. This is Free Talk Live. formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. What could the Lost in Space robot and Star Wars R2-D2 have in common with a phenomenon called dieseling? Will Robinson and Luke Skywalker know, and when I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindAShop.com. Just like Will and Luke had some far-fetched friends to warn them of impending danger, your car has ways to warn you of the impending danger of neglected maintenance. One tune-up red flag is dieseling. Known as after-run, dieseling occurs when an engine chugs on after the ignition is turned off. Causes? Inferior gas, excessive idle speed, and carbon in the combustion chamber. Dieseling is just one warning that, if neglected, may leave you lost in space. The space alongside the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are for free. So enjoy those, including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the list at updates.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who have failed to pay their bills. You may believe that this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people do not pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So, If you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. We reposition companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
So Monday was the celebration of Veterans Day. And, of course, inevitably with Veterans Day comes a lot of people giving speeches and waxing nostalgic about how they fought for our freedoms. And that's what they were told, but it's not really true. Apparently, that's actually that point, the fact that they haven't actually fought for freedoms. What they've actually been doing is fighting for the whims of politicians in Washington, D.C. That's been hammered home pretty hard for a few veterans. Some World War II vets in Gardner, Maine, were playing cribbage at their little rec hall, you know, the American Legion post there. $5 got you into the game. And
apparently, it was it got you in there and kept you in there at $5.
Yeah, for 3 hours you could just play
some kind of, I guess, cribbage tournament, and
as I understand it,
you know, winner takes the pot home.
This is a good time for people, you know, these gents are in their late 80s, right. That sort of thing.
20 guys, you got a $100 pot. I mean, it feels good to take that home.
Right. They're all doing
probably
it on a
between two people. Right. I don't know how
they were all doing it on a voluntary basis. Obviously, they didn't think anything was wrong, but then all of a sudden, the state comes in and starts making threats. Now, they didn't come in and arrest these old gents, but they did tell them, if you can continue playing without our state license, if we don't grant you our seal of approval, then we're shutting you down. And so essentially they're shut down until they purchase these licenses.
Well, but they did, the state did address, which I think is, as far as I'm concerned, I think it's not so bad. When you're talking about a $7 annual license to play these things, at least they're responding to
freedom,
demand.
Mark. That's not freedom.
Agreed with you. I will agree with you that it's not freedom. But at least they're responding to the marketplace by offering in these situations where there's low cost tournaments, they're offering a low cost license.
Yeah, but as you pointed out, Mark, the only reason why they're even talking about that is because these are old men. World War II veterans.
Right, probably because
if it were you and I, or if it were some, you know, young kids that were doing this, the response would be completely different. So don't give these guys any credit. They're a bunch of thugs, and they want to get their piece. That's what's going on here. There's nothing fundamentally different here from what the government is doing to what a gang would do. Okay, hey, you're gambling on our turf. We need our cut.
Right, if you were running numbers on the gang's turf, the gang needs to, yeah, but absolutely want right. Their piece of it.
Now, here's the sad part, is the veterans, their position, at first, when you start reading the article, you think, yeah, you know, they should be able to play these games. And yeah, I mean, anybody should be able to play those games. But their position is that veterans shouldn't have to pay fees to play games at their Legion halls. They've already paid their dues, said American Legion Commander Bob McKay. These guys earned the privilege to play cribbage. So, you know, they could care less about standing up on principle and saying, hey, everybody should be able to play cribbage in America. Everybody should be able to go and gamble. It's their money. This is supposed to be a free country. We thought we were fighting for freedom, the freedom of everybody. We didn't join the military just so we could be in a privileged class, but that's what their position is.
A lot of people did join the military to be in a privileged class. They wanted to be able to purchase things low cost from the commissary. They want a lot of different things.
Well, those are job perks.
And no
versus
one,
long lifelong privileges.
I think you if you stay in there long enough that you can purchase from the commissary lifelong. But you know, nobody agrees entirely on principle with you, and you're never going to be happy with how somebody necessarily states their case.
I would think it's sad. If they were fighting for freedom, they should have been fighting for everybody's freedom, not their freedom to be a veteran and have special privileges.
I would think that would have a certain amount of strength if they would have at least included that statement in their little press release rather than just going on.
Well, let's
singly going on the fact that they're military members.
Let's go to the phones. Talk to Chris in Ann Arbor, listening on WAAM. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, let me first say that I get your podcast. I've been listening for a couple years, and I just turned on the radio, and here you guys are.
How cool
market.
Is that?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
We have our amplifiers to thank for that.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys are expanding, because, people really need this kind of stuff.
Well, we've been working on it for a long time, but really it's more thanks to WAAM and whatever station you're listening at locally. It's in your area, it's WAAM. So give him a call and talk to the program director and tell him thanks, because he's the one that made that happen, and he and the general manager there.
Is it pretty recent?
Yeah, that's one of our newest affiliates. We've only been on there for a month or so.
Right on. Well, what I called about, I'm an electrician. I've been doing it about 8 years, and I had to, you know, get my time in, and then I was eligible to take a few tests, and, you know, now I'm a contractor. I got my master's, and I got the impression a while back from you guys you're kind of opposed to the licensing and whatnot because, you know, people can't do the work I do without the credentials I have legally.
Right, sure.
And, you know, electricity is dangerous stuff, you know.
Absolutely, and you've heard me, maybe you haven't heard me say it on air, but I will say on air, anytime anybody, you know, brings it up, look, playing with the, we can talk hammers and nails, we can talk playing with concrete, but electricity is not a hobby. It is not for the homeowner, and you should hire a licensed electrician simply because that's what lets you know that those are the good ones out there. But are you
And I say, yeah, that's good for the consumer, that they know that if somebody has the license, then they are qualified.
It's bad for the consumer.
Well, here's why it's bad for the consumer. It's bad because it places getting that license in a, you know, puts you in a special class, a protected class of people that if you, for whatever reason, don't want to jump through those hoops and you still are competent, you can't get that license. And, of course, usually licensing is a process that keeps people out of businesses. It keeps competition from coming into the industry and thereby driving prices down and service and quality up for consumers. We are absolutely in favor of certification. We're in favor of people like you going and getting independently certified to show that, you know, the National Association of Electricians has tested me, and I've shown that I am a, you know, expert electrician, that sort of thing. You could show that to people, be registered with the...
But that organization would likely accept all kinds of different credentials, like, you know, perhaps knowing how to do electrical work rather than having to go get a master's degree or something like that in it.
Sure.
Well, no, I take a test through the state. You know, the state does all...
Right,
the testing,
and that's
the
problem. You would agree that the state is a bunch of incompetent boobs that charge too much for their work, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
then why in the world would you want such an important accreditation run through these idiots?
Yeah, exactly. What we need is private, essentially private groups to do the same job on a voluntary basis. And it shouldn't be illegal for somebody to come and fix my electricity for me. If I want to take that risk, I as a consumer should be free to take that risk. And people can take those risks anyway, with or without licensing. So really all we're advocating is for a voluntary system of certification instead of a mandatory coercive system of licensing, which usually ends up doing nothing more than protecting long-running business interests, and it sort of creates a good old boys club, and that's not healthy for the economy or the consumer or even the businessman. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le frit."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-338-1987. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-338-1987. That's 1-800-338-1987.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are completely free. Live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, both for free at freetalklive.com. And your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does that bother you? It bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com. For the sleepy you've been dreaming of, that's SavvyRest.com. All right, so I said that we were going to talk about the Pigeon Czar. And, of course, this is your show. You can bring up anything. And in the meantime, we bring up things that interest us, like New York City. It never ends, right? We've sort of asked the rhetorical question many a time, when will it stop? When will they decide that we've had enough government? Well, just look to New York City for an example of how they never will.
Right, they absolutely never will. Government, by its very nature, is going to grow. It must govern everything. And now, they're going to govern pigeons.
Well, more of your interactions with pigeons, but there may be other things that they're going to do with the pigeons. For instance, New York CBS News reporting, too many pigeons in New York City. One solution, slap the hand that feeds them with a $1,000 fine. As CBS 2 has learned, it's all part of a plan that also creates one strange new city position. Don't feed the pigeons, or else. A new pigeon plan is in the works that includes the creation of, get this, a pigeon czar. New York City is a smorgasbord for pigeons, but something could break that breadline. According to one of their city council members, quote, we hope people who are spending their time collecting old bread from bakeries to feed pigeons to poop on your head will stop. She, Ms. Felder, wants pigeon feeders.
Is a bitter, wicked, shriveled up old woman.
Well, nobody likes being pooped on, that much is for sure, but the idea that we need the pigeon cops to step in is pretty absurd.
It is, as far as I'm concerned. Does this mean that, I mean, how does it affect the people poorly that the pigeons are fed? I mean, does that mean that there's more pigeons? Because some pigeons don't die of starvation, which I don't know if that happens or not, that Oh, oh. But then, you know, it's increasing the population of pigeons? Is it because there's enough food available that more pigeons will move to the area? I mean, what is it that she's proposing here? And the other thing is, you know, there's a lot of people in the world that have a lot of different hobbies.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those hobbies include animals, you know, whether it's bird watching or equestrian sports or
birds.
And, you know, pigeons, some people are excited about it. The rock dove, as it is more accurately described, is, you know, a lot of people enjoy observing this animal. Mm-hmm. And I don't see why it should be so bad to feed them.
I am with you. Wear a hat.
Whereas, you know, if you feed seagulls on the beach, on the other hand, somebody should shoot you.
Oh, I see. You're biased, aren't you?
Well, the seagulls are ornery little critters. They'll come.
Pigeons aren't as violent as a seagull.
Not
right?
quite as violent as a seagull.
All over New York, there are places that are virtual bird buffets, says CBS2. Pigeons scramble to get snacks out of horse feed buckets in Central Park. What is there to do about this problem? Maybe someday soon we'll get to ask the pigeon czar. One of the same councilwoman said, whether it's a pigeon warden, a pigeon czar, you can call him or her whatever you want. But some say creating a new layer of city government is for the birds. David Mendelbaum says it's more money and funding that taxpayers have to pay. The pigeon czar's salary hasn't been worked out yet, but you can bet it'll be pretty generous.
Of course it is New York City.
Yeah.
He's a top-level bureaucrat in New York City, and there's czar in his name. Of course he has to be compensated well.
But
I say he because, well...
Maybe they'll give him a little pigeon crown that he can wear.
It may not be a him, but it will certainly be a man-sized paycheck.
No pigeon comes into New York without him knowing about it.
But Councilman Felder says the cost would be minimal because sanitation workers could do the job. Pigeon enthusiast Albert Sima says the city should forget about plans to bring hawks and falcons to scare pigeons away.
This isn't really like rip the eyes out of New Yorkers. I mean, these plans to come in, they always turn out poorly. I just don't understand why the politicians continue to do it time after time. Every time they want to introduce some kind of animal to take care of some kind of other pest,
it doesn't go well.
No, it goes poorly.
Unintended consequences. You know, you can't F with nature.
The very best thing that they could do if they wanted to kill off pigeons is put somebody out there with a gun.
Oh, can't have that in New York City.
I know, it's too dangerous. Instead, let's introduce falcons with big talons that swoop down and take somebody's baby out of their carriage or something.
That's fundamentally not any different than what's going on over in, I believe it's New Delhi, India. We reported on a story not too long ago that there's a certain type of monkey that has been terrorizing government buildings there. they've been going in...
Okay.
Hmm?
McKay,
okay. But the approach from the bureaucrats was similar. They wanted to introduce bigger, stronger monkeys to chase away the McKays. And same thing here.
Oh, my God.
Right? He says the city tried that before and it didn't work.
I do have some friends that live in New York City, and I just can't wait to talk to them about the plans to introduce falcons to the city. And, you know, this is the crap that government comes up with.
But the pigeon enthusiast does have a plan of his own. He likes the idea to put out pigeon feed that is packed with birth control. He says, as long as it doesn't harm the animal. And you know what?
I think that's a reasonably good idea.
I was thinking about quaaludes, but close.
If you want to, you can do this on a voluntary basis. I mean, if people are so upset about the pigeons in New York City, it wouldn't be that hard to feed them birth control impregnated food on a voluntary basis.
It wouldn't be that darn expensive either.
Right.
I mean, you know, if people did it individually, it's going to cost $14 for a 5-pound bag.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas
government will pay $100.
The government may or may not get it for $14, but you can believe they're going to put some bureaucrat on the job who gets paid $60,000, who's got to go out and fill up all these bird feeders and all that other stuff. When the public does it, you know, the labor's done for free and people feel good about doing it, so they're more fastidious. The public is the proper group to be handled.
Yeah, you can have little vending machines all around that sell this birth control bird food.
You could.
I don't think you'd even need it. Likely it would be, especially if they come with some kind of sterilizing, bird food.
But then when they all die off, somebody will have a program to reintroduce.
Bring back the pigeons to New York.
Reintroduce the rock dove. You have to have a new name.
Yeah, save the rock dove. 800-259-9231. Mayor Michael Bloomberg chimed in saying he hopes New Yorkers get the message loud and clear to stop feeding the pigeons.
Michael Bloomberg can bite it.
Yes.
Just madness. I mean, there's never a lack for a crazy story to come out of New York City about some new nutty government law, regulation, or whatever. 800-259-9231. Brian in Texas is on the line. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
What's going on? I'm a first-time listener.
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Brian.
I want to know is that you were speaking about city council in New York that wants to implement programs that are trying to control the dove population there, but I don't know if you're aware that there are many, many, many city ordinances being passed across the country right now trying to criminalize the homeless. And I live in a town right now that, as a matter of fact, just amended their city code to require the homeless to purchase a $115 city permit in order to panhandle. I think that's a lot more serious issue than the pigeons.
A permit for panhandling? Now, I think panhandling is a bad idea, and I think that they shouldn't be doing that on private property, certainly. But if a homeless person wants to go live in the woods somewhere, who cares?
Well, you see, homelessness in and of itself is not illegal, but you can criminalize your conduct, like asking for money in public places, sleeping in public places, so you're essentially taking away their livelihood. And this town is a more affluent town, and they don't want to have this image of having some type of homeless people, but most homeless people here are trained. And, as a matter of fact, I'm a member of the National Coalition for the Homeless, and they rate many cities across the country like this, and we're seeing a very dangerous trend.
I would watch a good rating from that organization. I mean, what do homeless people really do for the community? When if I'm owning a business and some guy who smells like pee is out there, bothering customers out in front of my business, I mean, yes, I'm going to call the police.
Hey, buddy, I've got a permit. I can be here.
Yeah, great. We give a permit.
Hang on, dude. We'll bring you back. You can tell us more about your little homeless coalition. 800-259-9231, what it means. If you can defend homelessness, I'd be interested to hear the argument. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features there for free. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then join up as an amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, and for as little as $3 a month, you can help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations across the country and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forums, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about homelessness. It came out of nowhere. I mean, this is how the show works. You can call in, bring anything up. And Brian in Texas, who is, I think, back on the line with us. Brian, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here.
Great. Now, you said, first of all, you're a brand-new listener to the show. I would like to invite you to stick with us. There's a lot we can't tell you in one show, so there's. I hope that you'll stick with the show, despite the fact that we might disagree with you on the homeless thing, though I'm not even sure if we will. What is the...
I've got your past shows downloaded onto my Zoom so I can get up to date.
Oh, cool. Now, what is this national... Was it the National Coalition for the Homeless?
Yes, they're an advocacy group for the homeless, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development actually gathers much of their statistics from the studies that the National Coalition of the Homeless does.
What do you want to see happen? What are the goals of the National Coalition for the Homeless?
Well, our main goal is to raise an awareness that homeless people aren't homeless because they want to be, and they're not homeless because they're alcoholics or they're drunk, so they have some kind of mental depravity. And I think that's the stigma that people place on the homeless.
Why do you think that they're homeless then?
Many reasons why someone becomes homeless. They lost their job, housing market boom. They in some cases did turn to drugs or alcohol, but simply because a large number of homeless people are alcoholics and drug addicts doesn't mean that's why they were homeless, and it's not why they are homeless.
It doesn't mean that necessarily, but I mean they're certainly getting included there in that group. And there's a difference between being homeless and being a bum. You know, I mean,
there's that stigma again, and if there are people who want to be homeless, it's probably less than 1% of the entire population of the homeless people. I think the problem with homelessness has gotten so out of hand.
Is that based on speculation? Are based on actual surveys of homeless people?
Based on actual survey of homeless
people. I'm sure they would love somebody to come along and give them a house that they can trust.
Well, anybody would love someone to come along and give them a house, but no one wants to be homeless. And I think, like I said, the problem has gotten so far to hand that now the only way to help the homeless, like it or not, is to actually help the homeless, regardless of how many individual charity programs there are.
I think that that helping the homeless is a fine thing to do. I think there absolutely are people that have had situations come up in their lives that have resulted in awful things happening. Could have been a combination of things between, you know, some something financial compared mixed with family disaster, someone dying, money earner, breadwinner, that sort of thing, being caught off guard. I think there's all kinds of different stories that you're going to hear out there. And
yes.
I think that...
Well, with all due respect, sir, I didn't call in to argue back and forth about why someone is homeless or how to help them. My call was to just maybe talk about maybe some of the other callers live in a city where their city council have passed these ridiculous city ordinances like this, prohibiting homeless people from sleeping in parks or in forest areas or requiring them to purchase a home or a permit with some asinine amount that they can go panhandle.
You know, and the problem is...
Wait a second. Like, I can't agree with you on that particular thing because there's organizations like the Salvation Army which will offer a place to sleep. I've taken tours of the Salvation Army. I know for sure what they'll offer in the particular community where I took the tour.
Well, you're preaching to the choir here. I've worked extensively with homeless people in the past and in Hawaii.
Right.
And,
right. And the biggest problem with homeless people, that homeless people face is, in fact, the homeless people. You know, they're just, they make all the wrong decisions. And, you know, I got to say, I don't want homeless people sleeping in the woods. I don't want homeless people sleeping on park benches.
Well, if someone's homeless, there's got to be some degree of lack of education because, you know, in this country, the gap between the super rich and super poor is farther than probably any other country in the world.
A lot of cops will take the homeless people right to the Salvation Army and say, look, here's the place you go, and, you know, this they'll help you get on your feet.
Right, and I think that I don't think that there's necessarily an argument going on here. And if you perceive that there is one going on, I think you're mistaken. I think that you'll find that we are in favor of helping people that need help.
The Salvation Army.
Right. The thing is that the Salvation Army is the best organization out there, and other voluntary charities are the best way to help homeless people, not government laws or government regulation or government welfare and that sort of thing. And it doesn't sound like that's what you're advocating. So
the best way to help the homeless people is to end this negative stigma that everyone has towards homeless.
The homeless people can help themselves by, you know, not, you know, urinating
on themselves.
Obviously
they can if they're homeless.
Yeah, they can.
They can still help themselves to an extent. That's why they can go to the Salvation Army, get themselves cleaned up, find a job, and get back on their feet. If they refuse to go to the Salvation Army or they drop out of the Salvation Army's program, then they're obviously not interested in helping themselves. So, you know, it really depends on what they want to do. If, you know, you want to be dirty and stinky and walk around like that, there's going to be a stigma attached to you, whether you like it or not.
I'm really largely against public property in general, which
that's
is,
the problem
is
here.
Most of this what this problem is. If there weren't parks, then you know there wouldn't
government
be a dispute.
Parks.
If I want bums to sleep on my front lawn, then I should be allowed to do such a thing. If I want them to sleep in my backyard,
absolutely,
they should be allowed. If I want to let them sleep wherever it is, that they should be allowed
totally.
To do that.
And there are people who do that.
And that's the way it should be. We need to get rid of this concept of public property in the first place, and the problem of homelessness will inevitably follow suit. It will go away eventually as private property becomes the norm instead of this public property stuff. Hopefully you'll stick with us and call us again sometime. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Roger in Santa Cruz, listening on KSCO. Hey, Roger.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
What's
good, sir.
On your mind?
Along with this pigeon thing...
yes.
Out here in California, we only hit the last hour of the show, so I don't know if you talked about it earlier, but do you know that we had this big oil spill out in the San Francisco Bay, right?
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
There was people arrested for cleaning up the oil that was washing up on the beaches.
Why?
Whoa.
Yeah, they
any,
were,
any
well,
explanation?
Pardon?
Any explanation as to why they would arrest someone for trying to clean up the oil?
I read a couple reports, from the newspaper. I don't know how accurate they are, but apparently, they were told not to do it, and they continued to do it anyways.
Why were they told not to clean up
the EPA has to be the one to do it?
The EPA has to be because it's a hazardous material.
Same thing with the FEMA thing, Mark. It's the same thing where FEMA says, oh, get your water and ice out of this disaster area. We don't want you here helping. It's our job to help people.
Yeah,
exactly. And that's kind of that you were talking about putting birth control and pigeon feed and feeding to the pigeons, I'm pretty sure the government would say something along the same lines.
They'd probably charge you with animal cruelty for poisoning the animals.
You're probably right. It's okay.
I bet you're right.
Yeah, it's okay when the government does it, but when you do the same thing, it's problematic. Roger, we're short on time, but thanks for the call. We've got to make it to a couple more calls here. Tim in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Tim.
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, I'd like to comment on a drag race incident I seen a few weeks ago on the television.
A what? Okay. A drag racing incident.
Okay.
Yeah, we see a tire blew out and killed a few black folks, and they were talking about how it was racist.
Why would that be racist?
I don't know.
Absurd.
They said that blacks shouldn't be at the race turf and see.
I don't believe that anybody who said that still has a job.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I don't know. It was on some television.
Racism is despicable and disgusting. Thanks for bringing it up. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Justin in Maryland. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Yes, I want to know. I got a question. Why is bartering illegal?
Bartering is illegal. A lot of organizations, use barter as exchange method.
Is it illegal in Maryland?
No, it's just I've heard the word that bartering is illegal. Mm-mm. Maybe it's because you can't pay taxes on it or something.
I don't know. Absolutely. The government has systems for paying taxes on barter.
Without the knowledge of the government?
Probably if you don't pay taxes on it, it's illegal. But I was in part of a group called the International Barter Exchange, where businesses would exchange their services with each other through this organization. The organization would quantify and value that amount, and then you would pay taxes for that value that you received.
So that is the great thing about barter, though, for the most part, is you can get away with bartering if you aren't using the barter exchange and you're just agreeing with somebody to trade something.
Yeah, it's black market.
Yeah, it's completely out of the realm
gray
of
market,
government. Yeah, you don't have to report those things. So I think that's what you're talking about. If you just somehow get caught for doing it, I suppose it could be illegal if you didn't report it to the IRS, but who cares?
You know, also some people also incorrectly use the term barter when they're really talking about negotiating with somebody for price. Have you heard people do that?
Yes, to me.
Yeah. I've heard people use that term. Oh,
that would be
I,
haggling.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That'd be haggling. But I've heard a lot of people use the term bartering instead of haggling. So they're using the word barter improperly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about actual barter exchange of goods.
Yeah, like, you know, the old barter system. I mean, I've heard stories that people get arrested because it's illegal.
I have never heard anything like that.
I think it has to be really overt.
I got to say that it's just not so.
I think if they're running maybe a barter exchange without, you know, doing whatever the IRS requires of them to do in order to do that, that might be problematic. But otherwise, there's no way the government could know if you're trading one thing for another with another person. I say go to it. Thanks for the call. We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Small